Sis, you've come so far, and I'm so proud of you. I pray that God continues to lead you to the place you need to be. And a lot of times it may not be where you want to be, but just know He's placing you exactly where you need to be in that moment.
Welcome to the Moms Grind Tool podcast, hosted by your girl, Courtney Shanae. Here we celebrate women who are choosing to become the version of themselves that they dream of being, despite the curveballs that life tends to throw at times. We'll be discussing topics like motherhood, relationships, entrepreneurship, and so much more. So be sure to tune in weekly for new episodes. If you're new here, hey sis, if you love it here, please leave us a review and tell a friend and tell a friend about the show. I hope you are as excited as I am for today's episode, so let's dive right in.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you all are having a great day so far, and I hope you all have had a successful week this week. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Moms Grind 2 YouTube channel, and please follow us on all our social medias at Moms Grind 2. We have so many things in the works, and I want you all to be locked in and get first dibs on the things that we have coming. And if you want, you can follow me as well at Courtney Shanae on all platforms and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I have some videos that you might find informative. So if you want to, please subscribe to the Courtney Shanae YouTube. Now that we got that out of the way, let's jump into this podcast episode. So today's podcast is about look at how far you've come. And I don't know if any of you have ever listened to the August Alsina song, Look at How Far I've Come. But that is one of my favorite songs, especially when I look back at the things that I've overcame and some of the things that I've been through and how they built me and made me the woman that I am today. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm going to be going into 3 points on how you can let go of the old version of you, reinvent yourself to the woman you want to become, and learning to celebrate you. I don't think we celebrate ourselves enough, and it's time to do more of it. So I'm not sure about y'all, but sometimes when I see old pictures of myself from the past, or I smell a certain scent that takes me back to a certain time of my life, I start to reminisce on the things that used to be. And I start to think about, oh, I remember that time I was doing this, or, oh girl, I wish I could go back to 21 where I was living my best life. And I feel like sometimes we reminisce a little too much. I feel like sometimes it's hard for us to let go of the past, and it's hard for us to move on from the past. For many of us, the reason we don't move forward with our life is because we're stuck on past failures. We hold on to that pain from past relationships that didn't work out. We hold on to what once was, and it's time to let that go. It's time to shed from our old skin, because God is about to do a new thing for you guys and me. I can feel it. And it all starts with us letting go of the past, letting go of the old mindset that we carry, because it can't come with us, sis. And so many of us have outgrown things, and we know it. Like, we don't want to go around certain people no more. We don't want to be in certain rooms anymore. And that's because you've grown so much, and you continue to let certain things from your past, certain people from your past, pull you back to the person you used to be when you are no longer that person anymore. And it's time to let her go, sis. It's time to let go of that baggage that you've been carrying for way too long. It's time to free yourself. And I know it sounds easier said than done, and it'll take some time, but you have to be intentional with getting rid of those habits, getting rid of those people in your life who don't wish you well, getting rid of the things that you no longer want to be and see in your life. And that comes with just letting go and realizing, hey, I'm no longer that version of myself. And a lot of times we can look in the mirror and see the changes physically. We can go in rooms with people that we used to be around, and they can be like, hey, something about you changed, or you look good, girl, or what you been up to? I've been seeing you do your thing, and I've been seeing you growing. It's because you've came so far and you don't even realize it. You've came so far, and in your mind, you feel like you're the same person, but you've already evolved into the person that you're going to be. So it's time to let go of that old version of yourself and shed that dead skin so that you become the version of you that you were meant to be. And for those of you who feel like you haven't grown, for those of you who feel like you're stuck or in the same place that you've always been in, sis, it's time to reinvent yourself. You can become whoever you want to be. You are the author of your life. And if you feel like you want to start new, if you feel like it's time for you to change who you are and shed that old you away, you can do it. It's time to reinvent yourself. And you can start doing this by building habits that create consistency. You can start doing one thing a day that's going to make you better. Like I said on the last podcast episode, start with one. It's going to take that one step daily. It's going to take positive thinking. It's going to take you changing your mindset from a negative mindset to a positive mindset. It's going to take you challenging your limitations. Like maybe you're scared to do something, but you're still going to challenge yourself to do it. You're going to challenge yourself to move past the limits that you place on yourself, because we have a big guy, and one thing about him, nothing about him is small, and nothing about him says that we can't. He is going to make sure that he makes a way for us every time. And I know that for sure, because he's done it so many times in my life. Like I said before, you are the author of your story. But if you make God the pilot, he is not going to lead you anywhere you don't need to be, don't want to be. He is always going to make sure that you are good and that you are where you need to be. And a lot of times we forget that. A lot of times we try to do it ourselves. For me, that's me. I want to do it alone. But when we allow him to lead us and give us the guidance we need, we will never fail. And if we do fail, it's for a reason. It's to better us. It's to make us become or put us in a place that we were meant to be anyway. So decide today that you are going to choose your story. You are no longer going to just be, that you are going to become who you said you wanted to be. Like I said earlier, we have to celebrate ourselves more. You got to celebrate the small things, because listen, life is hard. We are all struggling to make it out here, because whether it's trying to pay these bills, trying to chase your dreams, trying to be a mom, a wife, a friend, a sister, niece, uncle, whatever you are, it's hard to try to wear these many hats and still thrive to become the person that you want to be. And that's why it's so important that we learn to celebrate ourselves and do it out loud. Listen, I don't care what little small thing that you've overcome or achieved. Sis, it's time to celebrate. I remember thinking that I had to have this big, huge win or big accomplishment to be able to celebrate myself or allow others to celebrate me. But once I've gotten older and once I realized these small steps count, these small steps make the big step happen. So when it comes to celebrating you need to start doing it out loud. Whether if you lost 5 pounds, clap for yourself, sis. If you gain 1,000 followers on your social media account, celebrate you, sis. If you finally finished reading that book that been sitting on your bookshelf for the last 5 to 6 months, celebrate you, sis. And when I say celebrate you, I mean celebrate you, sis, because so many times we look for other people to clap for us when we're not even clapping for ourselves. We got to learn to do it ourselves, clap for ourselves and celebrate us out loud. Or if you want to treat yourself to something because you made it over a small milestone, do it. Life is not always going to be easy. We're not always going to have these wins. So when you have a win, clap for yourself. I challenge you guys that whenever you have a small accomplishment or you reached a small goal, treat yourself to something nice. Maybe take yourself out to a restaurant. Go buy that outfit that you've been wanting on in your Shein cart, sis. Or like Miley Cyrus said, buy yourself some flowers. I love treating myself to flowers. I don't know. It's just something about flowers that put a smile on my face. So yeah, don't be afraid to buy yourself flowers. Don't be afraid to take yourself out to lunch. Don't be afraid to do something for you, because you deserve it. Sis, you've come so far and I'm so proud of you. I pray that God continues to lead you to the place you need to be. And a lot of times it may not be where you want to be, but just know he's placing you exactly where you need to be in that moment. I pray that you choose to reinvent yourself when the time comes or when you feel the need to. I don't care what anybody has to say. I don't care how anybody feels about it. If you want to change, you change for you. You don't let nobody dictate whether you're going to change or not. And I pray that you start celebrating you more, because like I said, life isn't always going to be easy. So any chance you get to celebrate you, do it. All right, you guys, that is it for today's podcast episode. Thank y'all for tuning in for another week. I pray that everyone has a good weekend, a safe weekend, and be sure to tune in next Friday for a new episode. Also, like I said before, don't forget to subscribe to Moms Grind 2 on YouTube and follow us on all social media platforms at Moms Grind 2. And if you want to follow your girl at Courtney Shanae on all platforms, please do. Until next time, you guys.
All right, sis, that concludes today's episode. I hope you found value in today's topic and that you're able to apply what you've learned today within your life. Remember, the world needs what you carry, so go out there and give it your all today. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode. Until next time.